Welcome to the Silent Voices podcast. Today, if you couldn't guess by the intro, we will be talking about war. Now, most people believe that heroes of war are those soldiers that fought and survived, or died heroically protecting their comrades or an innocent person. Some people are willing to fight, while some are called upon due to conscription. Either way, these people are the real heroes of war. Poems and songs reveal the truth related to many soldiers, including those unwilling heroes. So today we will be talking about I Was Only 19 by Redgum and Hero of War by Rise Against. Both are in the perspective of soldiers, one that was forced to go through the pain of war because the powers that be pulled his birthday out of a deadly rifle, and one who was excited to go to war before having to deal with the PTSD that came with killing innocent people. I Was Only 19 is a very powerful song that deals with the perspective of a 19-year-old boy who was forced to fight in the Vietnam War. This point was actually stated in the verse.
The 6th Battalion was the next to turn, it was me who drew the card.
As he says, the 6th Battalion was the next to tour and it was me who drew the card. This references conscription, which is when the government calls a random birthday, and if it's your birthday, you must enroll to fight the war. Many people were called upon, even though they didn't want to leave their families or risk their lives, which is understandable. I mean, who would want to leave their lives behind if they're perfectly happy? I certainly wouldn't. No disrespect to those who do, but I can't imagine doing that to my family. As the song continues, Redgum talks about how the people of Townsville line the footpath to see the soldiers deploy, and how they are clean and young, and most importantly, strong. Many soldiers are physically strong, but no matter how much you lift and how many leg days you participate in, war is not for the faint of heart or those with a weak mind. It is a violent, gory bloodbath accompanied by the soundtrack composed of tortured screams, yells of men down, blood, sweat and tears hitting the soil, and the roar of guns. All of these things still haunt the people who had to live through that, many of which were only young. The soldiers who fought in the war still have the battlefield raging in their minds. PTSD is an actual issue that can tear families apart and destroy a person. It can be triggered by anything: fireworks, screams, darkness, a certain name or image. Anything can trigger PTSD.
Can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep?
The song references the mental illness with the lines, "Doctor, can you tell me why I still can't get to sleep?" and "I can still hear Frankie lying screaming in the jungle." Frankie was a friend of the person whose perspective is being told. He was being sent home in only a few months, but he triggered a landmine and was in extreme agony. Meanwhile, everyone else in the world was watching and celebrating the moon landing, which just so happened to be on the same day. This song talks about very big issues surrounding the soldiers, the real MVPs of the world. They deal with so much, from protecting us and giving us the opportunities we have, only to be left and disowned by loved ones because of scars, both physical and mental, as well as being tossed into the streets because they can't afford housing or food. Like, how messed up is that? These soldiers who fought for us are being so disrespected because they can't afford their living or anything that keeps them alive when they are the reason we're alive. The soldiers who fought in the Vietnam War deal with the worst of it. Being called baby killers is probably one of the worst things to be called. Hero of War by Rise Against is about a young man who is taking pride in going to war, looking forward to the benefits it brings: money, glory, and pride. He is proud of himself for volunteering for war, as shown in the line, "Black leather boots, spit shines so bright."
Black leather boots, spit shines so bright.
This shows he takes pride in how he looks, even if in about 5 years' time, he'll reminisce this moment and think about how he used to be clean and pure, to some extent at least. It is also mentioned, just carry this gun, you'll even get paid, which shows people only join the military for the finance that is provided, even though once they get back from deployment, if their families disown them and they have nowhere else to go, then that leads to homelessness with no income. The chorus mentions how when the soldier comes home, he'll be a hero and everyone will be proud of him. He also states he would die for the country his flag represents. However, when soldiers return home, they are not offered any homes or finance if their family ditches them, not even a new and secure job. Another line in the song is, "She collapsed with a flag in her hand, a flag white as snow." This line tells the story of innocence within the harshness of the battlefield. This is shown through the words she and white. White is significantly seen as the colour of peace and innocence, and by saying that a white flag was clutched in her hand shows that she wanted peace, but many are hurt for no reason in war other than they look like the enemy. And that can confuse so many soldiers, making them kill innocent civilians who have no idea what's going on, nor do they have any choice in the matter. They don't even get to fight back. Anyway, guys, that's all for today. So it's been an amazing experience to talk about how songs and media and poetry represent the people who keep us alive every day risk of their own lives. Anyway, next week we'll be talking about bi-erasure and biphobia because it's a huge problem in the world. So have a good day. Thanks for listening. Bye.